Commissioner Lyason.
Quick point of order. I don't recall, maybe the clerk could answer. Does this require 5 votes on passage of main motions, or is it simple majority? I thought it was 5.
5.
Okay, right, thank you. And we're down to 6 of us remaining at this meeting, I believe. Or 6. I know we 6. Lost 2. Yeah, Commissioner Maul had to leave, and so did Commissioner Murphy. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm getting there, sorry.
It's all right.
All right, so this is the corrected verbiage. Are you seeing the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Was the proposal to have the yellowed section at the very end of the statement?
Sorry, I'm muted. So this basically, this was the yellow section, instead of saying it's reconstruction of existing principal building is allowed. That.
Right. And I think part of the confusion was that it was in the middle of the verbiage, which allowed some interpretation.
So then if we...
Yeah, the intent is to leave it in at the end.
At the end of this entire paragraph or right here?
I think that's how Jeff described it.
So I put it in the middle, but the reason for that is because the shoreline structure setback, when you read that last sentence, it looks like it's going to roll into something else. And I don't have the full code pulled up in front of me, but you see the colons, it's going to go into subsections after that. So it doesn't really change anything. If you put it, I don't feel it does, if you have it in the middle, but it avoids having to deal with the colon. That's then going to go into a list of some sort. I'm not looking at the actual code. I apologize.
Okay.
No, and sorry, that was my error. I said at the end, I meant at the end of that sentence, but that's where in the middle is.
Okay.
Where.
Yeah, in the context of the entire code, putting it at the end of the paragraph does not structurally work.
Okay. Understood.
And Amanda, just the end all additions to the or reconstruction is crossed out in the it's not included in there. The first that or reconstruction, yes. There's a cross out there.
This should be struck out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
We need to delete the word of there as well. All additions to a principal building.
Yep, not underline, strike out, there we go.
All such buildings, I think there's a comma there, just a typo to remove after buildings.
Just remove this. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Commissioner Lyason, does that meet your intent?
Yes, so moved.
All right. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Call for a vote now. All those in favor of the proposed amendment, please raise your hand and say aye, and please hold your hands up.
Aye.
One, two,
aye.
Six pass. All right, amendment passes with six positive votes to three absent. Okay, are there any other amendments to this Title 22? Seeing none, now we go ahead and call for a vote to approve the amended Title 22, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do we have, we can just vote on that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, the vote before everyone is to approve Title 22 as amended. All those in favor, please raise your hand and say aye. Six, and everyone else is absent. Six, it carries and passes. All right, now do we need to have an overall vote on this?
No, because you considered, you moved main motion for each title. So they are all approved as amended.
Excellent.
That just constituted the approval of Title 22.
Right, okay. Got through that one. All right. Last item on the list is H, for the good of the order, and commissioner comments. Do we have anybody comments? Motions? Commissioner Smith.
Just want to thank the staff for the dedication and the work and making themselves available to all of us individually on a learning curve, or if we have individual questions. I just really appreciate the process, as well as the other commissioners in my learning process as well. So thank you all very much. This was a really, I think, a big undertaking, but it was a smooth process. So thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ward, you have your hand up.
Thanks for the recent appointment. since it sounds like you're moving on, I just wanted to raise the question of whether you wanted to address the findings of fact tonight and incorporate the commission's recommendations or not.
I would ask our clerk if that would be possible tonight.
So you could, by unanimous vote, decide to consider the findings of fact at the same meeting, but it has to be unanimous. Otherwise, the findings of fact have to be presented at the meeting following the deliberation recommendation.
Does anybody have an opinion one way or the other? Right now, I'm leaning towards waiting till the next meeting to do the finding of facts. Let's move the finding of facts to the next meeting. And Commissioner Lyason.
I know one of the sections of the finding of facts says that we attest that the amendments are consistent with the countywide planning policies. And I don't know about you guys, but I haven't read a recent set of the countywide planning policies. And I know the Kitsap Regional Coordinating Council is going through an amendment process right now as well. So if we wait until the next meeting, at least I'll have a little bit of time to look at those before I vote.
Sound advice. Commissioner Bowe. You had something to say?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I was just watching hands and facial expressions here. Okay, so I think we'll save ourselves till next meeting to approve the finding of facts. Any other items? Yes, Commissioner Eliason.
Welcome to Commissioner Bowe. I hope we didn't scare you away in your first meeting. I will note on at least the past 2 years, we've had almost unanimous votes following deliberations. So it's been a while since we've had divided votes, but obviously this is a very complex issue. And so hopefully the complexity and the division doesn't scare you away at all. Welcome to you. And it wasn't long ago, we just welcomed two other commissioners. So glad we're back to a full 9 members. And as you can see, it's great to have all of you here because there's times because of conflicting meetings and that type of thing that somebody can't be here or they have to leave. And as you can see, we were down to 6 commissioners and needed 5 votes. And if a minority of 2 had voted no, it puts staff and everybody in a bad position having to delay everything a few weeks. So anyway, welcome.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate everything you guys are doing. The input, there's a little bit of a learning curve for me, but you guys made it very clear and concise. And so I appreciate that very much, all of you.
Right. And I'll give you a clue. Even after 7 years, there's still a bit of a learning curve on a lot of these things. And that, Commissioner Eliason.
Sorry, last thing, I promise. What's our schedule for producing the annual report? As you know, last year we were delayed and then that delayed our annual meeting with the commissioners. And hopefully we won't have a repeat of that because as you know, we got into their budget time frame and one of the 2 options was a 15-minute meeting, which was impractical. So I'm wondering, and I know the clerk's loaded with all sorts of responsibilities, but I'm wondering what's your expectation of when we might approve that? And when we might have our annual meeting with the commissioners.
That's probably something I'll actually probably answer for that, Commissioner Eliason. That's something that'll take a little bit of time to figure out exactly when we'd be able to look at that. We just had 2 losses in the admin department, both promotions up and out. So right now, Amanda is doing double duty on basically everything we're looking at. So we know that's upcoming and we'll have a conversation about that and get back with the chair so we can better predict that to the commission as a whole. You can share that with the commission as a whole.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Beam.
Just a question. When can we go back to getting together live instead of these Zoom meetings? Is there any feeling for the county and when we're going to go back to business?
Yes, Commissioner Beam, we have been talking about that recently, and the discussion has been around when the admin building would be able to open and the logistics of that with the 4 different departments that are located in the admin building. But at this time, the commissioners have not expressed an interest in bringing people back face to face right now in terms of being in the commissioner's chambers. They are doing a hybrid currently where the board is coming together, but anybody who's attending those meetings is still being required to be remote or virtual, as they're calling in. So it's started, the shift has started, but we're not there yet. I think we'll have to see what comes. They're pulling numbers this Friday to see where we're at in terms of our phase. And I think it'll be when we move forward or further into phase 3 after the grand opening again of the admin building that we would allow it, because there are certain restrictions associated with that when we look at it.
Okay.
Talks have begun. I know that's probably not a finite date, which is what you're looking for, but that's the best I can really give you right now. We literally spoke about it just yesterday.
Okay. Any other comments for the good of the order? Commissioner Elias.
See, I already lied. I promise I wasn't going to say anything, but I just want to echo what Commissioner Smith said, and I think I'd be remiss not to say anything, but Dan Nickel at the Watershed Group and the staff, I think, just did a great job getting the information to us. It's so nice to have the strikeout versions to compare. And so just want to, again, echo what she had to say. So thank you, Dave Ward. It's nice to have the director, Jeff, here. In fact, I would have botched my amendment if he hadn't have been here to clean it up. So thank you. And last but not least, Kirby, the project manager, you did a great job. And this was your first big project with the Planning Commission. And I know we welcomed you earlier, but you get an especially warm welcome. We enjoyed working with you.
All the credit here goes to Kirby and to Layla and to Dan. Together, it was a really good team to work with. I also want to acknowledge that that the Watershed Company did have a subcontractor also working on the outreach portion of this and the website. So together they had pulled together a really good team, and I couldn't agree more with your compliments on the work that staff did on this.
Okay. All right. I think this has gone very well. And if there are no other comments, do I have a motion to close the meeting? No? Everybody just wants to stay online. Okay.
I'll make the motion. Nobody wants to hear me talk anymore tonight. I'll make the motion to adjourn. Okay.
Motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second. All right. All those in favor of closing the meeting tonight, raise your hands. It's unanimous. Okay. All right. Good night. And
thank you, Commissioners. See you
next month.
No, good night. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.